IFPRI Seminar, D8, Open Data for Agriculture, a G8 International Conference side event.
Held on May 1st, 2013, in Washington, D.C., with speaker Daniel Mason DeCroze of IFPRI.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Daniel Mason DeCroze, and I'm going to be presenting on behalf of IFPRI's Impact Team. We're going to be talking a little bit about how we're a collaborative team and that we have a lot of inputs from a lot of different people. We work with a lot of different institutions. There's too many of them, in fact, for me to list them all. However, I'd like to point out a couple of the important ones, such as we draw information from FAO, from the United Nations Population Statistics, and World Development Indicators. Here you can kind of see some of the faces here of IFPRI's Impact Development Team. The many individuals who are working every day on the data, cleaning data, and getting the model in its proper shape. So what is IMPACT? IMPACT is an international agricultural trade model. It is an attempt at simulating how the agriculture markets work in the world today and into the future. We currently are modeling 57 different commodities that range from things such as rice, maize, wheat, to cattle, and to process goods such as soybean oil. We're working on a pretty disaggregated level. We're currently modeling 159 different countries, which means at this point, we basically have a representative sample for every country in the model. It's an economic trade model, so the results that come out of it are predominantly economic oriented. So we're looking at prices, production numbers, areas, but we also have parts with well-being and food security, such as changes in malnourished children. In addition to the economics, one of the challenges of the impact model is that we try to project into the future. This is not easy to do because we don't know what's going to happen in the future. Nevertheless, this exercise is a powerful exercise when we're trying to estimate what happens with climate change. Climate change is a problem for agriculture heading into the future, so having a tool that allows policymakers to test different possible futures is a very good thing. Has been used already in a variety of different projects, including the International Conference on Climate Change and Food Security in Beijing in 2011, where we had papers presented from the BRIC countries plus the United States and Indonesia on the effects of climate change on agriculture in their countries and the subsequent effects of those changes in agriculture on food security in their countries and around the world. We have a variety of other publications as well. But right now we're in the process of a major overhaul of the model. We're updating it, and this is kind of our workflow. A lot of what we do is data collection, and we use open data, so we're very open to the need of sharing data and getting better open data that we can share, because we build everything off of that. We use open data such as the FAO Stat, which is where we get most of our agricultural data, and we use a lot of things from World Development Indicators for our economics, our malnutrition and food security starting point. We use UN population statistics to give us an idea on how demographics are going to change. We share the results in a variety of different ways. We can do it in the purest form and just pure raw CSVs and Excel. But in addition to sort of the boring spreadsheets, we've started to develop tools that are more interactive, such as Tableau interactive online spreadsheets and visualizations. And not only do we want people to interact with the outputs, we'd like them to start interacting with the model. So we're in the process of designing and implementing a web version of the model that will allow users to use the model with their own assumptions in the future and then test policy implications of those assumptions. We've also partnered with web applications such as StatPlanet to help us create more interactive and easy to use applications of the data that comes out of IMPACT. This is a map of one of the results of the 2010 monograph. Why are we sharing all this data with everyone? Well, because the future is uncertain. We don't know what's going to happen. Many things can change. We could have droughts, we could have floods, temperatures could go much higher than we think. So we need to have people looking at our assumptions to make sure that our assumptions are plausible. Because if we put junk into the model, junk's going to come out. So it's important that we share this data and that we can get as much feedback from the audience as possible, from you who are here and also outside of this building, so that at each stage of our workflow, we can start improving and bettering the modeling simulations that we do. Having said that, I'd like to invite all of you to be members of the impact team and collaborate with us to improve open data that we can use and also to give us feedback on our results so that we can continuously improve the model. You can take a look for what we have right now at the Impact's website for the IFPRI model and take a look at StatPlanet at the IFPRI Food Security Climate Change Portal. Thanks for your time.